My name's Andrea Charman, and I'm an educational psychologist, if you want to put me into a box by background. And I've spent most of my life working with leaders, developing leaders, from Nelson Mandela's leaders to leaders in school. I just wanted to share a few thoughts about 21st century leadership and how it might be a little different from 20th and 19th century. Just ask you to reflect on the fact that leadership is probably the most written about topic that there is. It's always fascinated mankind. We can't define it, but we can't agree on definitions. It's like beauty. It's difficult to define, but you know it if you experience it or if you see it. What's happened in the 21st century, I suggest to you, is that we've shifted from the head to the heart. So actually, great leaders in our history have been problem solvers. They've thought analytically, they've been intellectually perhaps cleverer. But today, the problems that we face are really not those sorts of problems. We can't predict. And so the heart, and therefore emotional intelligence and emotional management, I suggest to you, is really critical. So not IQ, but EQ. IQ can get in the way. Because great leaders actually have the capacity to excite passion in others. They're aware that they can't actually lead without followers. So how do you gain followers? Well, you need authenticity. You need to know who you are. And if you think about that, it's about deep self-knowledge. And Charlie Chaplin once entered a competition for his lookalike, and he came third. It made him think about his own authenticity. And secondly, I think you need really deep, worked-on practical intuition. So you need to be able to solve the problems that you haven't been prepared for. And Einstein is perhaps something to think of here. He used to give people a light bulb when they left the room after an interview, and he asked them how much water the light bulb could actually hold. And those that took 30 minutes using mathematical principles were not hired. Those that filled the light bulb with water and measured it in a jug did. That's my thoughts. Thanks.